Track 7.
I suppose, broadly speaking, I'm an illustrative photographer in that I illustrate ideas by putting images together, by putting, you know, several negatives into the same picture, usually to make a coherent image rather than an abstract image, although I have been working with abstract ideas recently.
Can you give an example in words of the kind of thing you're talking about?
Well, the one that immediately comes to mind is a storm in a teacup, which is exactly what it says it is. It's a storm in a teacup, but of course the storm in the teacup is actually a storm that's put in the teacup, and the teacup's surrounded by a storm, so this makes a storm in a teacup.
And this is a number of different photographs blended into one?
Yes, five, I think. Four or five. It's done in the darkroom. I had got eight enlargers. It's like having a multi-track recording studio, if you like. I've got eight enlargers, put a negative in each enlarger, and print the bit of the negative you need onto the same piece of paper, and then move to the next enlarger and print the next bit you want onto that same piece of paper. So you end up with an image that's all the elements are printed from the original negative. There's no copy involved or anything. It's just a question of masking it right, so they fit together perfectly.
You make it sound very simple, but it isn't simple at all, is it?
No, it isn't simple at all. It's just, you have to be patient. You have to understand a few things.
Who likes your combination pictures?
I don't know. People like them. I've sold hundreds and thousands of pictures throughout the world in posters and postcards and things, and people have bought those with their own money. It's not like an art director in an agency that, you know, thinks, well, I want to employ this trendy photographer. They actually have to put their hands, they have to walk into a shop, they have to like it, they have to put their hands in the pocket and buy it with their own money, and that's very flattering.
Because there have been one or two have been very, very successful posters, haven't there?
Yes, I've had some very successful posters. Unfortunately, the most successful one I don't really like, it just being a dolphin picture. Some dolphins leaping out of the water that was made into all sorts of things, like duvet covers and pillowcase sets, watches, clocks, jigsaw puzzle. There are other things, apart from, of course, posters and cards and postcards. And yes, that kept me alive for a few years.